as we move into midwinter break, so maybe people are going to Florida, I don't know, or are vacations. So the question is not so relevant for, you know, New York in the cold winter, but are you allowed to swim on Shabbos? Very basic question. Sometimes it gets into hashkafa. Some people in the family want to swim, some don't want to swim. It gets very intense. What about showers on Shabbos if it's really hot? So Shulchan Aruch in Shin... 3-day Yontif. So Yontif we'll leave out for now. Yontif is all a different ballgame. Let's talk about Shabbos at least first. So Shabbos, Shin Lamed Tes, which is what Dirshu Mishnah Berurah is up to, says a very interesting halacha. First, you have some backdrop. To swim in the river on Shabbos is a Mefurash Gemara that says if you're swimming in a river outside the Tchum, I don't know, middle of the river, it's Rishus Arabim, let's say, then there it's a problem for sure that maybe you're going to splash up water, the water's going to fly, Dalad Amos and Rishus Arabim, that would be awesome. Another fear is that maybe if you're swimming in a river, what are you going to do? You're going to make a lifeboat or a life raft or some kli, which you're not allowed to make on Shabbos, and therefore because of that fear, you're not allowed to swim in such a river in a public property on Shabbos. Fine, great, but what about a private swimming pool, which is enclosed in your private villa in Florida that you're going for midwinter? So can you swim? It's completely enclosed, it's sneeze, you have a, and I'll put up curtains before Shabbos. So everything is totally private and enclosed. Definitely not Rishus Rabim. Mutter Aser. Shez Shulchan Aruch. It's Aser. Why? He says, because it's Dami L'Nahar. It's comparable to a river. And the fear is, again, since it's so large and it's big, you're going to splash up water. Or also that it's there, it's not a fear you're going to splash up water. It's going to go out of the Rishus. But there the fear is maybe you're going to have to make yourself a lifeboat or some type of life preserver or something, which is going to be usher to make on Shabbos. Says the Shulchan Aruch, there is a heter though, based on the Gemara. Im yesh l'safa saviv mutter. What does that mean? If there's an edge, there's a lip to the swimming pool, in other words, the water doesn't go all the way to the top, like most swimming pools don't, then it's permitted. Why? Says Mishpura, because then it's like a kli. Then it's like you're swimming in a mikvah. It's like swimming in a kli, in some utensil. If you're swimming in some utensil, there's no fear, says Mishnah Berurah, that you're going to come to make a lifeboat. Says Shulchan Aruch, says Mishnah Berurah, completely mutter. So if you close the Mishnah Berurah right now, everything seems pretty clear. You're in an indoor pool or an outdoor pool with walls surrounding the pool, and the pool is higher than the water, right? There's like a lip above the water. In other words, like there's that part which keeps the water in. In other words, the water doesn't overflow over the sides. So then mutter to swim on Shabbos. No, that's what Shulchan Aruch says.
If it's in a Rishus HaYachid,
there's no fear the water's going to splash. There's no fear I'm going to make a lifeboat because it itself is a kli, says the Mishnah Berurah. And therefore, it seemingly be fine. There's no problem. So you have to turn back to the Mishnah Berurah in Shin Chav Vav Chaf Aleph. In Shin Chav Vav Chaf Aleph, Mishnah Berurah is not so fast. Kasvu aposkim denagu shelo lirchotz klal benar o b'mikvah. There's a separate minog not to go swimming. What's that minog based? Nothing to do with water splashing out in Rishus Rabim. Nothing to do with making a lifeboat. What's that fear? Shema? Ring it. What's the word? What's the halachic term for it? Squeezing. Schita. Exactly what you said. That maybe you're going to come to wring out your towel, your bathing suit, and your hair, possibly, according to some. Therefore, schita. So how are you allowed to wash your dinas and dime? I guess there, it's not so much water. It's just a little bit. We're not goes your schita. There, you don't even tell. But there, you come out sopping wet. Your clothes are soaked. Your bathing suit, your t-shirt. That's a different story. So says Mishnah Berurah, there's a totally different gzera. From the fact of swimming or making lifeboats, totally mutter in the swimming pool. Separate minog Ashkenazim, separate minog Ashkenaz is that based on his Truma Sedeshin and others, is that there's a separate problem about swimming on Shabbos in a mikvah or anything. Possibly you're going to heat up the water and they're going to come to other problems as there. Therefore, Mishnah Berurah says the minog is to be machmir. So how do we paskin? Do we follow this Mishnah Berurah? What about in extreme circumstances? Says Igros Moshe, in two places, in numerous places he discusses it, but in two places we'll pick out. One in Ebenezer, Chelek Beis, Simon Yud Gimel. The Igros Moshe says, well, What about swimming in a swimming pool on Shabbos? Samach vav vav yud mem yud nun gimel. Swimming pool on Shabbos. Yeah? So says the Igros Moshe, he says, if you're wearing clothes, you have a problem of schita. But what about going into a mikvah or going, I don't know, without clothes? So what's the problem? So says Migros Moshe, umitzad minog medino senu, we in this country, in America, have accepted upon ourselves ein lirchotz kol gufo afilu betzonin afilu blo begadim. So minog America. Yeah, minog America. Besides following the Yankees and the Mets, we have a new minog, or minics, whatever it is. Minog America is that they don't go swimming on Shabbos, even without clothes. There's no problem of schita. Minog America is not to do it. Igros Moshe says in a different place, okay, well, what about showers? Can you take a shower on Shabbos? Is that also minog America? And in perhaps one of the most life-altering tshuvas for people, Rav Moshe says, even though the minog probably wasn't in America to accept upon themselves the chumrah of showers, because water flowing from a shower head is very different than bathing, where in the old time bathing, where their fear was they would heat up the water with the bathing, you know, the balonim in the bathhouse. It's very different than a shower head in your private bathroom. Says Rav Moshe, he writes, probably this was never included in the Isser, but he says, Mikol Makom, he says, even if this Isser came because of lack of understanding, Yesh Lahachmir. The minig now has become in America now not to take showers either on Shabbos. And he says, if there's no tsar involved, if you're not like so troubled by the fact that you're not taking a shower, he says it should be Usser as well. And he therefore says, maybe if you're mitzar, maybe there's room to be Mako. The Shmir Shabbos Kolchas as well says, maybe there's room to be Mekel, but Tsar Gadol, whatever that means, you could define it however you want. Tsar Gadol, someone who's really, I don't know, he takes a shower 17 times a day, and now when Shabbos, you know, he has to take a shower, then he's really hot and he's so uncomfortable, maybe that's Tsar Gadol. If you anyway coast half the time, you know, I don't know, if it's a good football game on at night, you'll skip the shower that night and watch the football game, so then there's no heter to take a shower on Shabbos and say, I'm mitzar, because anyway, you would miss it anyway for the football game. Fine. Comes along with Chubas van Hagas, Rav Sternbach, and he's writing in Chelik Aleph from Johannesburg. He says, sometimes it gets 42 degrees Celsius, right, which is equal to what Fahrenheit?
Hot.
107, according to Google. 107, he says. So Tsar Gadol, he writes like that. People in Johannesburg, he says, have their own private swimming pools, which is enclosed. It's gated for many reasons. It's protected. And so it's completely enclosed. He says, can they take a swim on Shabbos? He says, yes, if it's Tsar Gadol, because it's 107 degrees. But he says he can't swim. You could wade, or you could go in there. I'm not sure I fully understand the lumdis. So I'm not sure if I fully understand the lumdis of it, though, why swimming is more forbidden. I guess he says swimming, you run into the other gzeiros. Oh, so exercise, I'm going to get to 1 second. Yeah, that's it, but he doesn't say that reason. Yeah. Have it heated as well. Right, so is it right? So if it's hot water, then you're running into other problems. I'm assuming it's cold water in Johannesburg, 107 degrees.
Even if it's a heated pool, what's...
I guess, but maybe in Johannesburg, 107 degrees, the water's not so heated up. I don't know. I'm not sure. That's a good point. I don't know.
But you're not going to touch.
Right, but then you're really the hot water, but maybe the gzeir of hot water, there's different issues. Not just to wash yourself in full hot water. So I'm not sure. Let's assume that the water was cold and the sun heated it up. That's not your problem. I was bothered by that also. It's a good point. But says the truth, Vanagas, swimming is already a problem. You get into other things, maybe you'll kick it out. I'm not trying to understand why, but he was swimming, no heter. No heter. So that's his... Correct, so I didn't understand. I'm not sure why he is... He says swimming, there's no head of Tsar Gadol. He says wading, he says maybe. Once you get into kicking, you get into making a life raft and other stuff like that. He was very nervous about that. But the exercise is that you get to the Alka Yosef. So come on, the Svar Shaposkim. So what are the Svar Shaposkim say? So Rabbi Yalkut Yosef, the chief rabbi of Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef, he has a whole piece where he quotes from his father, Rabbi Avadia, a couple of reasons which may be a problem. He says maybe it's exercising if you swim on Shabbos, but he says, nah, it's not a problem because you do it for pleasure. You're not really exercising. You're doing your, it's more pleasure. He says maybe it's schita. He says there's no schita by hair, he says. So just, he goes through a whole back and forth, and it comes out that really it's probably mutter to swim on Shabbos. But he quotes from the Tata, Rabbi Avadia Yosef, and says, even svared him, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it, because the minhag is still not to do it. Now, the minhag of a Truma Sedeshin, which the Ashkenazim quote, was a long-standing minhag, 1500s. Rabbi Avadia Yosef says, now, since the minhag of the world now is not to do it, svared him shouldn't break from it as well, and svared him, therefore, he says, should not swim on Shabbos. Comes, well, what about for Tsar Gadol? So I saw Vinishma Shabbos, Rav Harfenes from Williamsburg. He writes that even with Tsar Gadol, Harfenes, right? I think it's he's the Dayan in Williams. We have Satmar Dayan. Harfenes. He's a Dayan of Nishma Shabbos. He's a very prolific author. He's written many books on Shabbos and other Yisrova. His name is Rav Yisrova. His name Shul in Williamsburg. His stuff are outstanding. And he writes, very, very good writer, and obviously a tremendous Talmud Chacham. He says, even Bitzar Gadol, he says, even for a shower, private shower in your house, no good, he says. He's not into this business of taking showers for Tzar Gadol. For Tzar Gadol, so going to the mikvahs for Tzorach Mitzvah, he says it's fine, Tzorach Mitzvah is Tzorach Mitzvah. But for Tzar Gadol, he says, no, come on. I guess in Williamsburg, maybe it's a different, how often they shower is different than in Queens they're showering. I don't know, that's a separate discussion. Maybe he says it's Poritz Keder. He says, you're breaking a long-standing minhag, not to. We'll just end off with the Rebbe Moshe says, it's Zilzul Shabbos to take a shower. He brings in a whole other thing. The Chazon Ish, the Shof from in Shona Halachas, says that even a shower would be problematic. That's also part of the Gzera. He argues with Rav Moshe. He says the initial Gzera of Ashkenaz was not even to take a shower. Final thing, if you want to Google, you want to read something very interesting, you could read one of the Rabbanim from Chovei Torah. I don't know if you could say Chazon Ish and Chovei Torah in the same sentence. First of all, break, we'll have a stop. Okay, now Chovei Torah. So now Chovei Torah, if you look, so I don't want to say online. You read online, you Google it. Very interesting. One of the Rabbanim, he has this whole piece where he says it's completely osur according to Minhag Ashkenaz, because Ashkenaz now accepted upon a Minhag. Svaradim, he says, Rav Avadia says it's osur also. And then I thought he was going to take it the opposite way. He doesn't go as far as he could go. He says, well, even though it's osur, it was only mitam Minhag, it wasn't mitam Isser, and therefore he writes, in special circumstances you could be Mekah. And he leaves it there. So if he means Tsar Gadol, I understand that. If he just means, and they went in a whole paragraph where he says, well, children are going off the derech now, so maybe there's room to be makeup, people are feel very, very, very obstructed. I don't know if that's a heter of Tsar Gadol. I think you have to know it's within reason. Yeah, sorry. So the minhag stems from the balonim, that they used to heat up the water. So they were afraid not to go into cold water because maybe they're going to ask the bathhouse attendant, who is a guy, to heat it up for you. No, this is, that was in Europe. That was Europe. Now, how did it stem to America? They came to America, I guess they said, look, the fear of bathhouses here. In Europe, they didn't have swimming pools, private swimming pools. Now they come to America, there are all these swimming pools. They thought all of this was like the bathhouse, and I guess the minhag has developed. Rav Moshe doesn't say where it developed from. He just says minhag America has been that we don't take showers, we don't take baths, so therefore you can't change the minhag. Halachomais says you can't really change the minhag. So Yontif is a doll in the whole nother chabur. I gotta give another shot. I don't have time. Shkoyach.